Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle, the newspaper of the Great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come along with us on the trip down memory lane to yesterday. Listen to This is Wichita. Now, the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, opens our program with Dance of the Comedians by Smetana. One of the first duties of a good newspaper is service to its subscribers and to the community which it serves. Today, the Wichita Eagle is assisting newcomers in finding homes and lodging. Every issue of both the Morning and the Evening Eagle is filled with a long list of rentals, and the Eagle is always glad to give you any additional information that you may wish to obtain. Every morning and every evening, the Wichita Eagle comes to your home. The Morning Eagle is the only newspaper published in Wichita that can give you the latest possible sports news and stock reports at the earliest possible time. And the Evening Eagle brings you the latest news of the day. You pay just 20 cents per week for both the Morning and Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. Read the Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. And now we lift the curtain on another story of Wichita, as inspired by the many stories published in the Eagle. This is the time of year when the fearless princess is wearing her most beautiful gown, the lush costume of spring, bright with green trees and gay flowers. Only the old-timers will recall the days when there were few trees in Wichita, and our story tonight is about one of those old-timers. Let's just call him Granddad.
Oh, Granddad, you're just being stubborn.
No, I'm not. I just won't see that there old tree cut down and that solar is to it.
But, Granddad, that isn't the only tree in the world.
Oh, maybe not. It's only tree in the world that I'm concerned about.
But don't you see? We have to cut the tree down if we're to add another wing to the house. Oh, Granddad, you've got to say
no,
yes.
No, I don't. I ain't gonna.
Well, but why are you taking this stand, all this fuss over an ordinary old tree? It's not even a beautiful tree. It's twisted and bent and about half dead anyway.
Yes, now let's look at this sensibly, Granddad. You've been very generous giving Joan and me this house and the property.
We appreciate it, too.
And, yes?
And we want to fix it up. We want to make it modern and beautiful. And we want to add the extra wing to the house.
Yeah, but that means cutting down that old tree, and I won't have it.
But think, Granddad, what we can have. A beautiful sunroom running the whole length of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, you ought to see the plan.
Yes, just look at them, and you'll understand why we want it.
I don't want to look at them. I don't want to. I've shed my say and let stand.
But, Granddad...
Oh, what's the use, Tom? He insists on being stubborn. But the property is really ours. I say, in this case, we should go ahead. We've tried to reason and we've tried to be considerate.
Yes, Granddad, you know we could go ahead.
Yeah, I know that.
But we don't want to, you understand?
Of course not. But if Tom and I are to live here, if the house is to mean anything to us, we must be allowed to improve it. And we're only thinking of the children. The long sunroom, well, it'll be important to them.
Won't you try to see it our way, Granddad, and let
no,
us...
No, no. As long as I've got a little breath of life in me, I'll never give my consent to the destruction of that tree.
Oh, Tom, I say we go ahead anyway. We've made all the arrangements and we've told all our friends.
Granddad, if you could only give us just one good reason.
One good reason?
Yes, just one.
Can you do that?
Yes. I think I can. I think I can give you a lot of reasons. You see, that's not just an ordinary tree. It's a tree that was planted with love and tenderness. It didn't just grow. It didn't just spring up there to get in your way, no. You youngsters of today here in Kansas just sort of take our trees for granted. But behind most every tree in this town, there's a story. A story of people who worked against all kinds of odds just to make this the beautiful place it is today. You take way back around the 70s, there were mighty few trees about here. But those folks didn't just sit around and say, oh, this is a terrible country, no trees, no flowers. No, indeed, they set to work and got themselves some trees. They set out trees in the barren prairie. Everybody took pride in planting and transplanting trees. Now, this old tree... It was transplanted here way back in around 1874. A little boy and a little girl did all the work. Dug in the warm dirt with their hands and gently set the tiny sprig of a tree down there with all the optimism of children. They planted it. And with all the optimism of young children, they had no doubts but what it would grow, eh?
Someday, Billy, it'll be a great, great big tree, won't it?
Sure. I bet you in a year it'll be bigger than you and me.
Will it, Billy?
Sure, because we're going to take care of it and water it and make it grow. This is all our own tree, and it's going to grow faster than we even will, I'll bet you.
And can we see it grow, Billy?
Sure we can.
But maybe when it gets big, we can't have it for our tree. This land doesn't belong to us.
Gee, I hadn't thought of that.
Maybe we should have planted it at your home, or at mine.
No, I'll tell you what. When I get growed, I'll just buy this land. That's what I'll do.
Will you, Billy?
Sure.
And will you build a house on it like grown-ups do?
Sure I will.
And will you have a wife?
Well, I...
Will you be a papa?
Well, maybe.
Billy?
Yeah?
If you get to be a papa, can I be the mama?
And that's the way it was back there in the 70s. Everybody planted trees. Wichita was smart. We didn't make the mistakes so many of the new towns in Kansas did. We didn't neglect to plant trees. Old Colonel Marsh Murdoch used to always be printing something in the Eagle about the value of planting trees. You know, folks took a real pride in seeing them trees spring up. And that little boy and little girl realized their dreams. They did buy the land on which they planted the tree. And when they made their plans for their home, they...
Oh, Bill, we'll have to build a house near that tree. Think of all the shade it will give us someday.
Mm-hmm, you bet your life it will. You know, Marianne, that's the prettiest tree in the whole state of Kansas.
It's our tree, Bill. Do you remember how we used to watch over it?
Yes. You remember how you thought it was dying because it just didn't suddenly spring up about 30 or 40 feet in the air?
Yes. And then I remember how big it seemed to have grown after we'd almost forgotten it for a year or so.
Yes. Just think, Mary. That tree isn't through growing yet. Do you ever stop to think of all the years of life that tree's got? Think of all the people who are going to live under it and walk by it and touch it and see it.
But they won't love it the way we do, Bill. It won't mean anything to them.
Gee, Mary. You can't plant anything as beautiful as trees, can you? I wonder what it'll look like, 10 years from now.
Oh, it'll be much bigger. It'll be higher and more branches.
It's going to have strong branches. Great for a swing, you know that?
Oh, yes. A rope swing.
It's the thing for children to...
Children? Oh, yes. They... Oh, Bill, there will be children.
Yes, children. Lots of laughing children. And I was one of them. You see, that little boy and little girl I told you about, they were my folks. And say, you ought to seen the swing my dad made for us young'uns. The big branch, it isn't there anymore. You see, that old tree, it used to spread out. And all the times we used to have on that swing.
Hold on now. I'm going to swing you way up. And here you go again. Swinging, swinging high.
Yes, those were great old times. And that was a great old tree then. In the winter time, it used to sort of scare us young'uns. All the leaves would be off its branches, and it made them look like long, bony skeleton hands. Sometimes we'd be coming in from the barn, and the wind would be a howling, and it just seemed like that old tree had a lot of ghost hands that was stretching out to get us. Hardy, we just tear into the house. We's always glad to see the spring come, though. And the old tree getting green. That always meant that there'd be the pretty music of the birds singing in the old tree. I think my mother used to love that more than any other music. I remember the winter when we first got the discouraging news from old Doc Fabrique that there wasn't much chance for Mother to be with us. She used to lay in her bed looking out the window at the old tree. All them long months for spring to come, she'd say.
I'm not going to go till I can see that tree all green and alive again. I want to see it that way, just once more.
And then Dad would say to her,
you'll see it, Mary. Sure. You'll see it green a lot of times.
Of course, he knew that weren't so. She knew it, too. I guess that was the last earthly sight she seen. That old tree, all fresh and brightly green. She could hear the birds making their summer homes in the branches. I remember, she said.
It's the prettiest it's ever been. I'm so glad I could live to see it just once more. It's been a wonderful tree. The most beautiful old tree in the world.
You see how it was? That old tree was like a person. Someone you'd grown to love. All us youngsters had memories of that old tree. You can still see the marks of some of them memories. Ever notice all the hearts and arrows and initials carved in its trunk? Why, it was on that old tree that I carved the initials of the girl I loved. The time I did it, I thought it was kind of silly. But she liked it. Fact is, she made me do it. She said,
"Go on, Jeb. I'm not ashamed. I don't care if the whole world knows."
Yeah, well, they will. It won't take a detective to figure out whose initials them are.
But do we care? Jeb, look at me. Do you care?
No, I don't care. I don't care if the whole world knows I love you. Fact is, I won't put initials. I'll put her names. That's what I'll do. I'll put her names right in the center of two hearts.
No, not two hearts. Just one big heart with both our names.
We carved her names there in the center of a big heart. Maybe that seems kind of silly and sentimental to you. That's because you just didn't know the wonderful woman who was my wife. She's gone now. But there's still lots of memories left. Memories of her. And then it all moves a little closer to you, Tom. For your father, my son, he had a lot of affection for that old tree. When he was just a little boy, he built many a right pretty birdhouse for the old tree. And then there was the time when our house all burned down, burned all the way to the ground. We had to camp out until we could build another one. You can bet the cozy shade of that old tree was right welcome during that time. And as the years slipped along, and Wichita grew bigger and bigger, many old timer was pleased to see the fine trees that were getting bigger too, trees he'd planted. Why, almost every street has its shady lane of trees on each side. But it wasn't always that way. It's not that way in lots of towns in Kansas now. And then, Tom, I started to tell you about your dad. It was under that old tree that he first held your mother in his arms. And it was there that they carved their initials in the heart. Your dad had sort of a poetic streak in him, because along with the initials, he put the words, "Forever." Silly, huh? S.J. loves Ellie forever. Well, maybe. But it meant something to them. Of course, just writing forever don't mean that it'll be that way. Just shortly after your dad and your mother got married, came the war years. The years of the First World War. Little old peaceful Kansas went wild, just like all the rest of the world. And there was many a red-blooded young man who believed in fighting for what was right. Your dad was among them. And they took him along with the first batch, too. It was under that old tree that he said goodbye to your mother.
Oh, Steve, I can't let you go. I can't.
Oh, it won't be for long. Listen, Ellie, it's only a little while. Say, we'll settle that argument over there, and I'll be back in no time at all.
No. No, Steve.
It won't be easy like that.
Oh, yes, it will, Ellie. Honest, it will. Oh, darling, there's so little time. I don't want to see you crying. I want to remember that smile you've always had. Come on now, give us that smile. If I've got that, darling, I can whip the whole darn enemy all by myself.
All right, Steve. I'll get that smile for you. See?
Yeah, there it is. That's it. That's what I'll remember. That's why I'll be fighting harder and faster, so it'll all be over real quick and I can come back. Dad?
Yes, son?
Take good care of her, will you?
You know I will, Steve. And won't you hurry back, son? Hurry back, huh?
Oh, sure I will. Ellie, look. See what it says on that old tree?
Yes, Steve.
S.J. loves Ellie forever. Just remember that, honey. Forever. So I can't be gone too long. I've got to come back so we can spend forever together.
Steve, I hate to rush you, boy, but
yeah.
It's getting close to train time.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ellie, give me just one more look at your smile and turn around and don't look till I'm gone. Atta girl. Now turn around.
Good.
No, don't say goodbye. Goodbye is forever, and that isn't the kind of forever we want. Just look at the old tree, darling. Think of that forever. The forever I met when I carved it there.
Yes, Steve. I will. I will.
So long, Dad.
So long, boy.
I'll see you soon.
Sure.
And I'll bring you back
boy.
The Kaiser's helmet.
That's right.
So long,
boy.
Granddad?
Yes, Ellie?
Is he gone now?
Yes. He's on his way. You didn't tell him about the baby, did you?
No. I couldn't. I didn't want to make it any harder for him. He was trying so hard to act as if it didn't matter. I tried so hard not to show him how hopeless everything would be without him. He had to go. I had no right to make it worse for him. Maybe it'll be like he said. Just a short time. He'll be coming back. Coming back. Oh, Granddad. He will come back, won't he?
Yes, Ellie. He'll come back. He'll come back. And then it'll be forever.
Forever.
Like I told you, sometimes what folks want and what they dream about don't always come true. It was long in late summer in 1918 that Ellie got the letter from Washington. She was holding you in her arms. She just kind of hugged you closer, and for a long time she just stared at the letter. I watched and wanted to say something, but there weren't nothing I could say. She knew, and I knew that the forever Steve and Ellie had planned just weren't meant to be. You know, a strange thing happened just a few nights after that. A heavy rainstorm beat down on the town, and sometime late in the night, a bolt of lightning struck the old tree. I seen the fire of it, and it just plumb shook the whole house.
Granddad,
We went out to look at the tree. There was a long, jagged burn in that beautiful trunk. And you know, that burn stopped just short of the words forever. Stopped just short of them. It meant a lot to your mother when she was alive. She said it for a sign that nothing could really destroy the forever in their life. That she'd find that beautiful forever someday. Somewhere with Steve. Well, Tom, I guess I told you a lot of things about that old tree. I know it's sort of bent and ugly now, and never got on quite so good after the lightning struck it. But still alive. Alive and fighting to live. It stood there through a lot of good years and a lot of bad years. Even if all them things I've told you about it didn't mean nothing, it still deserved to live, because it stands for the very spirit of the men and the women that made this town what it is today. You see, they did something about the wilderness. The trees those pioneers planted a long time ago never gave them the happiness and the beauty that you folks today enjoy. You see, the trees around here was planted a long time ago for folks like you who live here now. Every old tree you can save is just sort of a nice way of saying thank you to some folks that could think of others besides themselves. Now, Tom, that's all I got to say.
That's enough, Granddad. I don't think Joan and I want to build that sunroom out so far, do we, Joan?
Oh, Tom, of course we don't.
You win, Granddad. The old tree can stay there forever.
And so our curtain falls on another drama of Wichita. Tonight's program is sincerely dedicated to all those old-timers who planted and cared for the trees that now make Wichita one of the most beautiful cities in Kansas. Every Friday evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you a story of this city. These programs are produced in the studios of KFH in the York Wright Building. The musical background to these performances is provided by the Eagle Concert Orchestra and the First Federal Quartet. We cordially invite you to listen again next Friday evening to another story of This Is Wichita.